Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Faith on the Road to Success. I am your host, John C. Abercrombie. We talk about success on this program, and success is defined by you, not by me. And it is what you determine and what you feel that it is going to be for you. So it varies. There are things that are high on my list that may not even be on your list at all, and that is perfectly okay. We try to talk about many facets of this journey that many of us are on, and that journey requires faith. What is faith? It is a belief. It is a belief in yourself. It's a belief in your supreme being. And all of these are essential in order to attain success. And as we talk about it, we have to understand that we were placed on this earth for a reason. The reason that I'm here may be completely different than your reason. Does not mean that your reason or my reason is wrong. They can both be right because everybody can't do the same thing. We don't have the same interest. And we bring joy in many different ways. As I look at people, they are comedians. They bring joy by making people laugh. Sometimes they're covering up pain. And for that moment that they're connecting with the audience, that is all of the relief, the pleasure that they need. Some people go even deeper. And I think this is where it leads us to part of the road to destruction, because we don't know how to enjoy life in many cases without being high or without doing something self-destructive. As I used to start on the path or the road to success, and I am achieving where I believe that I belong at the present time. But I used to sometimes set goals that if I did this and that, I was going to buy a bottle of liquor or something. And I began to understand that that was self-destructive. And let me explain that to you. Not that one bottle is going to throw me off course. It was that plus the way that I looked at it. I looked at it as somewhat of a challenge, that if I had it, I had to consume it. And I did not want pleasure to always be associated with that. So I avoid those types of things. Rare occasion when I may. But it is not a general rule because I consider it somewhat self-destructive. Do I drink? Yes. Seldom. I used to think that you had to do that every day, and not just a little bit, but a whole lot. There were days that I did not, and I did not get to the point where I could not function without it. Some people have gotten to that point. There is nothing wrong with seeking help for things that are problems for you. And problems can come in all sizes. They can come in all shapes. They can come in many different ways. I look sometimes at small things that I can do that have a large success. I found recently that I was frustrating myself. Yes, frustrating myself. And let me explain what was happening. I had a particular program that I would bring up on my computer. I had something that I needed to click. Then I would immediately take the mouse to the right, click something, and task would be underway. But for some reason, that box that I needed moved to the left. And I found myself so often automatically kept clicking to the right. So I said, I have to change this. Now, here's something important. You replace a habit with a habit, or you can replace a habit with a habit. But when you do, it's a successful habit. It's a good habit. And so I was becoming somewhat frustrated with myself because I was always going to the right. I said, no, I've got to stop this. And I had an intermediate step. Intermediate, that's between failure and success. When I clicked that, I stopped, I looked. Which way do I need to move the mouse? I need to move it to the left. And I did this a few times, and it became much easier to go to the left and avoid the right. But we can do that in everyday life. We do this so many different ways. I found that I could de-stress my life by a little bit of planning. I used to go to work. I would take my own lunch. And this is because there were places that you could buy a lunch where I was working. Basically, it was 40 miles out in the middle of nowhere. And if you didn't take it, you didn't have it. And so I would get up in the morning and hurriedly put something together. I knew the night before that that's what I needed to do. And in some cases where I was making sandwiches, I didn't want them to be soggy, but I put things out so that I could put them together. I found that I enjoy tomatoes on my sandwich, but tomatoes have a tendency to get the bread soggy. Found a little trick. Put them in a Ziploc bag with a paper towel so that they don't get soggy. Neither one of them is soggy. We solve problems, and success is found at the end of those problems. I found that my day went so much better because what was taking place is I was sleeping to the last minute and getting up. And by the time I got to where I could slow down, I was all frapped up. I was all hyped up. And so I found that if I took it easier, I could get on the bus. I had a fairly long ride for that time of day, that when I got to work, I was in a much better state. These are some of the things that you need to do in order to ensure yourself of success, whatever that may be. I saw a video, and I posted it online at least once, and I'll start back doing that again soon. But it was of a young kid. I think he's probably 5, 6 years old. And he found that he enjoyed getting up early, having a cup of tea, which was basically lemon juice and sweet water. But it gave him a calm time to reflect. And he read a chapter in his book. Some people will find that so refreshing. But it is a change, and we are often resistant to change. Those successful people have a way of getting things done. I had somebody call me the other day, and I at first found this annoying. Not that I get a call, but somebody saying, remember, we're going to do such and such at such and such a time. You don't have to tell me. I know. I mean, I'm getting all riled up at the whole thing. But just the other day, somebody called and said, now, when you come tomorrow, man, I thought that was next week. I didn't say that, but I thought it. Successful people have a way of getting things done. We sometimes say, well, I gave it to so-and-so to do. But so-and-so that is going to do it may not find it as important on their schedule as you find it on yours. It doesn't get done. You get frustrated. That frustration spills over into something else. Successful people have a way of getting things done. When you talk to someone the first time, you may say, this is what I'm doing. I need it by such and such a date. Now, that date should not be 5 minutes before you actually need it or drop dead. It needs to be time that you can get it, check it, do whatever is necessary to assure yourself that you have what you need. Sometimes people see this as being bossy, and maybe it is. But I guarantee you it is often a way to make sure that things run smoothly. When things are running smoothly, it's a good feeling, folks. It's a good feeling. You know, you hate to get to a point where your reputation is dependent upon somebody else totally and completely. Say you're going to give a speech. You need to have some material available for that speech. It may not be complicated, or it may be. You need it in order to be familiar with it, to know where it is, and be able to use it in a and have it in a usable manner. If you don't, then it's a waste of everybody's time, not only yours and the person that was supposed to do it, but to who you were delivering that service, that speech, that whatever it is, they suffer as well. So you need to develop certain leadership skills. Some people need them more than others. But we all need to have an understanding of what it is, how it fits together, and therefore be able to establish a priority of what's happening. I've had friends who could never be on time. I didn't need them. I make sure that I have what I need, and sometimes I have to bypass them. I can't go to them. I can't put myself under that stress. I can't be dependent upon someone else. We need good, reliable help. I found this out as a supervisor. I can't be waiting till the last minute when I need somebody to fill a critical job. I had people that would be late, and you never knew whether they were going to be late or whether they weren't going to be there. I need somebody. That's why you were hired in the first place. Now, in many cases, you may be hiring people. In many cases, you may be just working with someone. Either of those can happen. But if you had a lawn mowing business and some people were going to have a party, let's say on Friday, which is tomorrow, and it has to be done today or even yesterday because there may have been some extra things that needed to be done, edging or almost anything, and it's not done, then you are the one that has your reputation, that has your livelihood on the line. You can't work that way. Yeah, sometimes things do happen. But sometimes you have to step up and say, hey, I've had a problem. This is what I need to do. And they say, well, maybe we can work something out, maybe we can't. But you have to be there and willing to do it. Now, this is talking about a lawn care business. We've had other situations where people were preparing food, for example. What happens if something burns? Somebody just messed up. And it can happen for a number of reasons. It doesn't have to be a human error. It could be a mechanical error. Your oven goes out. Your stove goes out. The appliance runs out of gas or whatever. There are things that can happen. So you need to be acute to plan Bs. What can you do? What can you get? If you're having somebody deliver a vital part of that meal, let's say you're having steaks and somebody is supposed to deliver them so that they can be at room temperature before you cook them, or they need to be seasoned or to be marinated. You can't be dependent upon somebody that's not dependable. These are facts that you face on the road to success. So we try to do it in a timely manner. And we need to do the same thing with ourselves. If we promise somebody an article, for example, if we're writing, and there's some people that do this in terms of Upwork, Odesk, some of these other services, and some people do very well with them. And they earn a reputation, and that reputation is worth money to them because now they can charge more because they are known to produce a quality product. And in quality, that's also timeliness. If it has to go to press at noon tomorrow, if it's not ready, it's wasted time. It's wasted reputation. As you look, you need to try to find what distinguishes you from other people. If you're making hot dogs, for example, and one of the traditional ways in the South is mustard, onions, and chili, do you have what you need? Is it ready? Is it going to be ready? How is it going to be stored? How is it going to be carried, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? You need to look at these factors. Now, what distinguishes yours from others? Do you have a special blend on the hot dogs that you're going to be using? A special sauce? Or what is your secret? And maybe you don't have a secret. Maybe the fact is that you can deliver quality products at a lower price. Maybe you can deliver quality products, but you have to charge a higher price. All of these models can work, and they work under different situations and different circumstances. You are preparing a meal for 100 people. Now, usually there's a factor in there in case you have additional people. You have to have a way of accounting. How do you know how many people were served? And can you handle an overage or an underage or whatever that case may be? Then you know your individual customers. Sometimes you don't, because sometimes this is the first time. We have to be considerate. When we have a business, there is a cost of acquisition. And what do I mean by that? It costs you so much to get a customer. For example, if you are a caterer, how are people going to know that you cater? There are going to be certain costs. Are you going to advertise? And if so, what media are you going to use? Or are you going to sit there and hope that word of mouth spreads enough that you are guaranteed success? For most people, that doesn't work. For some, it may work fantastically well. You have to make analysis, you have to look at it, and you have to be honest with yourself. Now, this is where faith comes in. You have faith that you have an idea that can work, that can work. Sometimes it requires tweaking. And by tweaking, I mean making small changes to it. It might be that you need to add some to your cost. If you are catering, can you afford to drive outside of a certain area and still be able to make money? Because you need vehicles, you need people, you need whatever. You have to have an idea of how to do that. Our church, for example, and it used to just drive me up the wall. If we were having, for example, string beans as part of a menu, how many servings can you get out of one of those large cans? Well, nobody knows, so we're guessing, we're stumbling. That's not necessarily the way to run a successful business. Sometimes you may need to prepare things ahead of time. Heat them. How are you going to do it? These are questions that come with success and a person on the road to success. We have to understand these things. We talked about a lawn care business. Maybe you want to set up a child care business. There are many legal ramifications to doing so. Are you legally bound to do this, that, and the other? You need to know this. Because even if you think you're running a successful endeavor, you may not, because requirements may be such that you can't do it. How are you going to handle people that are not dependable? And by that, I mean that either don't pay you, don't pick the kids up on time, or what have you. I'm not trying to make this so difficult that you fail. I'm trying to make it basically bulletproof, or that you insure yourself. And oftentimes you need written contracts so that they can stand up, so that you can say in court, well, I told her, no, it didn't. I told, no. Sometimes it avoids that he said, she said type situation. And sometimes there are carefully guarded secrets that you don't want to just share with anybody and everybody. Some people find that they can advertise by maybe being on TV and giving away a little something. That is part of the cost of acquisition. So whether you advertise in the newspaper, in a magazine, on radio, TV, or whatever, it is basically and essentially the same thing. You're spending money to get customers. It may be that you have a new offering and you have a special on it and offer it at whatever price. See how it's going to work. And all the time, it's not necessarily that. How can you keep up with the demand? Can you make it fast enough, consistent enough? These are considerations that go into success. Now, we have people that think and oftentimes come up with inventions. And there's nothing worse than having an idea, a great idea, that you sit on. You don't do anything about it. You sit on it. You do nothing. And then somebody comes out and makes a bushel of money, a ton of money, with your idea because they worked at it. You might look at it immediately and say, well, if you did this, that would be better. Sometimes that's the whole idea, is improving a product that needs improving. Maybe it's a mechanical part that can be made, and it may double the value. It may incrementally increase the value of the product. It may make it that much better. You don't know. You have to try it. You need to be willing to put yourself up there. Now, that faith comes in the fact that you can orchestrate the success of what's taking place. You can orchestrate, and I mean the conductor of an orchestra is oftentimes in demand. Now, he's not playing every instrument in the orchestra, but he has some control over how loud they play, may even make slight changes or modifications to it, whatever. These are things that sometimes determine success or failure. Success or failure. And what I'm doing is giving you the information that you need in order to put the scale on your side. That's what success is. Now, for years, there has been a competition, Coke or Pepsi. Now, along the way, there have been many other colas come up, RC, and to name one. And it may be a regional thing. People may prefer something different in different areas. Maybe a niche is what you need to be in, a small contingent of people that absolutely love your product, but you haven't expanded beyond that area. Once you get the experience of running and learning and doing whatever, you may expand. It's not necessarily to be available all over the country immediately. We look at different variations. I talked about a hot dog. Now, I've lived in Washington State, but I'd never heard of a Seattle dog. And I guess it's a concoction with cream cheese and onions and peppers or something on it, whatever. It is quite the thing in certain areas. I'm sure not all over the city of Seattle. But as it catches on, they may be able to move it. Many products are like this. At one time, McDonald's was a regional product. Whataburger, which is expanding now, I thought years ago would have expanded. There may be reasons for it. But you look sometimes at failures and determine what they did that allowed them to fail. Right now, in the news, we have Bed Bath & Beyond. What did they do that they shouldn't have, or what didn't they do that they should have? Sometimes therein lies the secret. When we look at Walmart, for example, they used a different model. They became large by being in small markets. They were a force to be reckoned with before they moved to a medium-sized or large city. They had worked out many of the kinks. We need to read. We need to understand what's going on, what works, what doesn't work. We need to look at models. We need to come up with a solid model of what we're going to follow. And along the way, we can tweak it. We can tweak it. Some people fail because they don't. They don't have their pulse, their finger on the pulse. Again, I talked about many things that can doom you. Do you have a good bookkeeping system? Do you have a good audit system? Are you losing product? Is there a reason that things are going bad? Maybe you should cut the price and move more of that product. Many different things to look at. This is one of the reasons that I try to make it available so that you can contact us on air. Now, most people are not doing that. I'm not sure why, because we can maintain anonymity on here to the best limit. One of the failings right now is me, because I have not given you the number. And I want you to put this number down, because any of the programs on Crown Talking Drums, you can call in. If you're listening on a device, that's great. It's fantastic. I'm getting information out that I certainly want to get out, but I can't see you on my dashboard. I cannot open your microphone and allow a two-way discussion. But that number is 646-668-8217. Again, 646 is the area code. 668-8217 is the phone number. Now, I do a show that comes on Sunday at 4 o'clock, and we talk about various things that have taken place in the lives that affect life, quantity, quality of everything else of people of color. And it's not intended only for black people or brown people or yellow people or red people or white people. It's designed for everything, because success has no color. People can do it. Is it more difficult if you fall in one of those categories? Oftentimes, yes. Not impossible. Sometimes more difficult because of financing. But some of the strongest corporations that have ever hit America were started under adverse conditions, because they cut so much of the fat out. We're finding now that places like San Francisco and other places that were dependent upon having these high-dollar offices are finding that they don't need them now. There's going to be a collapse of sorts. But right now we have places that you had to be on the waiting list for years to get into that have vacancies now. Innovative owners are trying to come up with solutions to this problem. You can't just throw up your hands and do without it. Some of these buildings are turning not only the first but the second floor into retail accommodations. That may be what it takes. There's a new way of thinking that we have to do. Now, we've covered several different occupations and types and businesses and what have you, but we need to stay attuned and abreast of what's going on. Sometime back, you could borrow more money than your house was worth, and that was an accident waiting to happen, and we saw that. But there were some people that did fantastically well during this period of time. Maybe they looked at places that could charge more rent and owners that were in distress. There has to be a game plan. That game plan is your key to success. Now, I hope that each of you, because I give this information and I give it again and again and again, because I was faced with this problem and I thought, no, it can't be that easy. What are you going to do today? Did you get it done? Could you have improved your effectiveness? All of these are things that you need to look at. We sometimes put down a goal for today, which is way, way, way too big. And that leads to frustration. Can we weave that down into smaller and smaller pieces that can be accomplished easily? Not too easy now, because you don't want to waste a lot of time. And I also talked about maintaining your effectiveness. Sometimes you have to plan and be away for a day or two or a week or whatever is necessary. But that should be part of your plan. You may not see it coming until late. I had a friend that ended up losing his life partner. And that can be devastating to people. But you have to, as much as possible, develop a plan. Sometimes you can't develop that plan by yourself. Sometimes you need help. There is absolutely nothing wrong with seeking help for problems. We sometimes allow our physical health, mental health, emotional health, health to dwindle because we don't. I remember having a shoulder that was giving me fits. And I said, and I was working graveyard at the time, I said, if it's hurting in the morning, I'm going to the minor emergency clinic. Well, it was feeling better in the morning, so I didn't go. That night is giving me problems again. If it's still giving me problems in the morning, I'm going. As it turned out, finally one morning, it was giving me fits. I went and wished that I had gone much, much sooner. We sometimes put stigmas on things, particularly when it comes to mental or emotional health. But we are finding out that living in this world today has many challenges, some of which are self-induced. We sometimes have problems sleeping because of the amount of blue light that we have in many of our devices. Sometimes, and some people may find it advantageous to shut those things off an hour or more before they try to go to sleep. Sometimes we have to look at that. Sometimes that is the difference between success and failure. What are you going to do when, let's say that you have a house building, house painting business. You need to know not only what is popular today, but what's coming down the pike for tomorrow and as much as possible the day after. And you say, we can't do that. I want to bring your attention to something that happens every year. We go through fashion cycles. How is it that everybody knows the color that's coming up, the material, the styles? Some of them may be lucky guesses. But something tells me somebody's preparing something ahead of time. People that manufacture the fabric, the cloth, the whatever, have to know ahead of time so that they can even have it in stock. Those people that make it need to know what the trend is going to be. Sometimes that is the secret to your success. You can get that oftentimes by associating with people in the industry. Yes, we have to look and pick and choose who we associate with. What can we bring to the party? We need to bring something. We can't always be the freeloader, Freddy the freeloader. Yeah, I remember the character well. But if that's the case, we're going to find ourselves left off of many invitations that could be extremely valuable. But when we find something, we may or may not want to share it. We may want to share a variation of it. But there is some information that's prior, that's proprietary, which means that it's kind of your secret how you do this. You might be able to tell people about it, but maybe there's a step or two that's missing. The inventive person is going to figure out something that works and may even be better than what you had. But this is a part of success, my friends. What do your friends want? What do other people want? It's not necessarily what you want. If you're in a venture or in a market where you rely on other people purchasing, using, or whatever, your product, it's what they want. If you are making hot dogs, for example, you may be in an area that loves mild flavors, or you may be in an area that loves bold flavors, bold, hot, spicy, whatever the case may be. If you go in with the wrong formula, you may not make it. But you have to be willing to step out. You must have that faith. You must have that faith. And sometimes you have to try it. Maybe you have to make some and give them away. When I talked about the pies, the lady was making pies and taking them to the farmer's market and was giving samples. You're looking at the expression on people's face. Do they like this? Don't they like this? You're not setting yourself up for success if you make the best strawberry pie in the world and nobody likes strawberry pie or chocolate or coconut or lemon or whatever the flavor may be. You're looking for that which the public is looking for. Yeah, you may have your own twist. There may be something that you put in it that others don't, or you leave out something that others put in. But that is up to you. And so that may be a loss leader. That may be cost of acquisition that you have to take into account. You know, Costco has made a great business, and they give out lots of samples. And when they give out samples, they sell a lot of whatever it is that's on product. You're kind of a gift if you can get on the free sample that they're giving away because they sell tons of it. Now, they have a model that is unique to Costco, the entire store. You can go to stores and maybe find 100 different brands of peanut butter. You're not going to find that at Costco. They'll have one, two products in that line, and they're going to bring in tons and tons of it, but it is a good seller. If it's not, it's gone. It's gone. Some people strangle themselves to death because they have something that's not moving well. Let's say you sell hot dogs and steaks, and you want to keep one of two or three or five or six of every kind of steak in case somebody orders it. If they don't order it within a certain period of time, that's probably something that needs to be taken off the menu or some other way to get that product moving.
It's possible
either way. You have, you can buy a hamburger for $5 or you can buy a hamburger for $50 or $100. But there has to be that amount of difference. Maybe it's a service. Maybe it's something else. Maybe it's the type of beef that they use. Maybe it's something else. But that's what you need to know. You may not want to spend that to do it. It may not be in an area where you can do that. You need to study not only yours, but your competitors. What are they doing? What are the ones that are successful doing? What are the ones that are struggling doing? Can you straighten out the struggles? Can you make it? Can you copy the others? Can you come up with something that's unique and just blow the pants off of everybody else? The answer to all of these questions is yes. They are different. They're divergent. But that's what you do. That's the basis of what you're doing. You're looking for that difference. You're looking for what makes that difference. Sometimes it can go, you used to be able to have people compete to advertise in your business, their product. And you saw this a lot of times with Coke and Pepsi and some of the others. You know, in our church, in our gymnasium, we have a clock because we have basketball games in the Life Center. And we found someone that would put it up there. And that may be how you do it. You may also pay for one. But what do you want to do? What makes the most sense to you? I want to hear from you as to what types of business most of you are interested in. You don't have to reveal secrets that you don't want known, but it's good to talk about it because somebody may have a solution to your problem. Sometimes another person's problem gives you the answer to your problem or a similar problem. This is why oftentimes successful people form alliances, friendships, whatever, together. It's not necessarily the product. It's the thought. It's the attitude. It's the upbeat that they bring to the table. When you look at Goodyear and you look at Ford, for example, they were basically in different businesses. But the success, the successful formula, the successful way of thinking was what made the difference between them. You're going to be around people, and you're going to be influenced by your closest friends and associates, your closest friends and associates. If you have somebody that has tremendous potential but has never done anything, that may not be the person that you want to spend all of your time with. And then you have some people that are negative. I mean, you could be over the moon, but 5 minutes after you met them, you're thinking, I need out of here. I need out of here. I'm not telling you that you can't ever contact those people again, but you need to limit the time, the circumstances that you have with them. And I know this because I've had friends like that. I've seen other people that had friends like that. I mean, they may be tons of fun, but where are they going? What are they doing? Do they have a positive attitude? That is necessary, and that oftentimes comes from faith, my friends. It comes from faith. You have to take the challenge many times. There are people that accept the challenge, and there's nothing wrong with accepting the challenge. That challenge oftentimes is God's way of telling you, you are capable. You. And you say, no, Lord, if it was possible, somebody else would have done it. No, I gave the idea to you. Are you telling me that you don't have faith in the ideas that came to you? That's a sad way of thinking, my friends. That's a sad way of thinking. And it's a sad way of achieving success. I love looking back at civilizations because many people think that what is now is the greatest there ever was. But we see fantastic thinkers from past times, and we can't ignore them. This is why I like to read biographies and autobiographies and things of that nature that keep me positive, that keep me focused. This is why we read the Bible, to keep our focus on what's going on. Otherwise, we'd have people read the Bible when they're 12 years old and never touch the thing again. But we find that our experiences, our intellect, go together. They are synergistic. And what I mean by synergistic is they make 2 plus 2 not equal 4, but equal 5, 6, 8, 10, 20, whatever it may be. Because they are working together, they multiply each other. And this is what we gain when our faith leads us to positivity, when our faith leads us to success. We've had people, and I've used this example before. Thomas Edison did not invent the light bulb. He invented a more sustainable light bulb at a better price with longevity. And this is why we don't use those bulbs today. Why? Because they were basically a heat source. They were hot. If you're old enough and was around an incandescent bulb, when that thing first burned out, you couldn't get it out of the holder without gloves or something because it was hot. Nowadays, you can take one out because it produces light rather than heat. That's somebody that is standing on the shoulders of these people. One of the greatest things that Thomas Edison developed in terms of the light bulb was not the light bulb itself, but the base at which it screws in. But we don't look at it that way. We have to look at it with fresh eyes. By fresh eyes, I mean looking at it differently. This is why I think as a team, we look at different ways of solving a problem. I recently did a post on, what is her name? Michelle Howard, Admiral in the U.S. Navy. And she was featured, or I don't know whether she was featured, but she was in the movie Captain Phillips. As you listen to her talk, if you go to Amazing Black History and look up Michelle Howard and look at the videos, look at the story, she put together an interdisciplinary team and looked at different ways that could be and different techniques that could be used to free Captain Phillips. One of those came up and didn't come from a Navy person, was that a unknown, unseen wake could upset the whole apple cart. Now, she is in charge of the ship. This is a black woman. She has faced problems before because of her race, because of her gender. But she is aware of the fact that the interdisciplinary task force can work wonders. And so they were able to pull this off. The ship went by, and there's a ship going by. But they didn't take into account the wave, the wake that was going to come. And it was at such a distance and everything that it caught them completely off guard. Sometimes your circle of friends may look at a problem completely different. I had a situation like this at work. And we had some people on a very unusual schedule, and they were paid in a very unique way. And the company had been trying for years to correct an inequity that took place. I didn't know that it couldn't be done, so I did it. And it was easy. We redefined who they were and what their work schedule and what their pay was. That easy. You know, sometimes we have to look at a problem differently. we have to understand that the idea, the kernel of that success came from a higher being, a higher source. And when we look back and we find that the Olmecs, the Maya, the Incas had sustainable farming, when we see the almost the whole country of Canada on fire, we understand that Native Americans didn't have that problem. They had fires, but they took care of the forest. Yes, some of these are weather-related, but I think some of those are self-induced. We had Rachel Carson warning about this in the 1950s, but we didn't heed it. And then we came up with a plan from the U.S. Forest Service that any fire that started would be out by 10 o'clock the next day. That underbrush was allowed to go wild and provide fuel for the fires. Somebody could have looked at that and said, no, we need to do this. And we find that many people, there are many ways of controlling that. Sometimes it's fires in themselves. But controlled burns under controlled conditions. I don't know if you have ever had this happen to you, but I used to work on the river with the sheriff's department. And when you see one of those big planes come scoop water up out of the river, man, that is something else. That's not the most sustainable way, because some of the chemicals they use in that we really shouldn't be putting into the environment. But we're going to have to come up with unique ways. We have people now that are developing sustainable injuries. Take goats, for example. Goats love kudzu. That's the vine that ate the South. They like it. Some people are hiring people just to bring in their goats and eat this stuff down. And that, for if you had goats, you're making money. You're not paying for the food. And you might get the milk and make other products out of it. When we looked at the food, unusual foods or whatever it was that they were talking about on TV today, what we used to throw out is waste. People are looking for ways to utilize today. Utilize today. And they have black people entering the beverage market, which has been a tough nut to crack. Don't let anybody tell you you can't do something. Don't put your faith in another man or woman. Go with the God-inspired dream. Yeah, there may be things that you don't know, but you can get them done. You can get them done. My friends, it's been a pleasure to spend the time with you. We have great programs on Crown Talking Drums, and I want to get off in time for Deacon Armstrong to get his program on. He has a fantastic program. I want you to stay and take a listen to his program. I enjoy the fact that I am able to spend this time with you. I hope to hear you, be with you on Sunday at 4 p.m. using the same connections you use for this and other programs on Blog Talk Radio, Crown Talking Drums. My pleasure. The program that you're listening to is Faith on the Road to Success. I'm your host, John C. Abercrombie. I encourage you to call in, write in, do whatever is necessary to get your idea, and let's talk about it. The only thing that it can do is do good for you. We're dedicated to success. That's why I'm getting off, so that Deacon Armstrong can bring you his reflection on greatness, on reverence, on the Bible, on life. Again, this is John C. Abercrombie. The program you're listening to is Faith on the Road to Success. We will join again next Thursday at 7 p.m. And all of my friends, those that are listening on phone or through the internet, thank you for listening. Be blessed, my friends. Be blessed.